The Georgia Satellites hit number two on the pop charts with their debut single in 1987. But each time we talk, I get the same old thing. Always no hooky, no kissing, until I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Keep Your Hands to Yourself was all over rock radio and MTV back then, but the band was never able to match that level of success. Why not? That is the question we're trying to answer in our series, One Hit Wonders, Second Best Songs. Rolling Stone editor Anthony DeCurtis was living in Atlanta in the early 80s.
And the Satellites were like the city's house band. You know, it was a time when, like all of these kind of hip and arty bands were rising up in Athens. And, you know, that was a great scene. But, you know, the South, man, I mean, there was a sort of rock and roll element that was missing, and the Satellites filled it. Going to see the Satellites at Hedgens, which was this kind of really rundown bar, they would just tear that place up. Keep Your Hands to Yourself is just a perfect song. You know, if you wanted to, I don't know, tell some Martian or something, you know, hey, this is what rock and roll is. You could do far worse than play, you know, Keep Your Hands to Yourself for them. I think there are one-hit wonders, which has a kind of dismissive tone to it. And then there were great bands that had one hit. And I would put the Satellites in that category. So if you, you know, spin, you know, Battleship Chains, you know, you'll recognize it as the band that made Keep Your Hands to Yourself. Battleship Chains captures the feel of what it is that that band could do. You know, you'll relive Monday night at Hedgens, man. It's like a little hard not to move around when you're listening to that music. That kind of rock and roll was so much not what was happening, you know, at that point. You know, MTV was in its heyday, and, you know, there was this element of, you know, whoever looked good in a kind of clever outfit, like, that's what was happening. And so, you know, this music that the Satellites made was so great, but you never really had that much hope that they were going to do much. You know, it's not of the moment, but on the other hand, it has a timeless quality, and, you know, Battleship Chains gets that.
That's Rolling Stone magazine's Anthony DeCurtis talking about the song Battleship Chains by the Georgia Satellites. It's his pick for our series, One Hit Wonders, Second Best Songs.